Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 58. We just recorded 58, and Andy has to leave because he has to work in the morning. Yeah. Chris has to get his boy back to the house and get him to bed. And
so you're here with these three fuckers.
So you got me, Robert, and Jacob.
Yeah.
Our official fucking stenographer of the Why Do We Hang Out podcast.
Yeah.
I've almost got four pages.
Four pages? You could just do it on one page.
No, that's how much we talk about, guys.
The reason I write notes with my poor fucking note writing is to write the little description.
Oh, I wrote down every topic change.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, that's cool, dude. Right on.
Jacob, if you write a
bigger notebook.
I have some. I'll bring one. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, he goes to school, dude. He's got tons of that shit.
Here, Jacob.
Yeah.
You can use this notebook.
You can just leave it
that
over there.
That is the full college-ruled fucking three binder notebook.
Not standard.
Is that standard? College-ruled. Looks college.
Yeah.
No, that's college, dude. It's got... Oh, wait. No, never mind. All right.
It's standard, but it's my Batman and Robin one.
Ooh, that's sick.
That I was originally using for the podcast. See, episode 13.
Wow, and that long ago?
Episode 14, Grandpa Shitstick, where Justin stole the rifle, and apparently Grandpa was the bad person.
Good stuff.
So our buddy Andy was here again because we record these two at a time, and he stayed for the whole thing. I thought he was gonna go early because he has to wake up early in the morning.
Do we know what time he wakes up in the morning?
He said he has to be at work at 5. Chris has to be at work at 6.
Is not okay.
I don't technically have to be there till 8.
That's a little better.
Yeah, I used to show up at 7:45, but like they just keep getting us out later, so I'm like,
I don't work tomorrow.
Sometimes I show up at 8:20.
Jealous.
You don't work till fucking 3, right?
No, actually 2? During the summertime I do the 10:30 to 7.
Okay. Oh, so. But like what do you do during the school year?
School year is 2 to 10:30.
2 to 10:30.
Yeah,
that even then, that's a pretty dope show.
It actually kind of is. I'm kind of stoked. Yeah,
you get a half hour break and or half hour.
More than that, but we're not gonna get into that.
Yeah, I know how that works for you.
It's great.
So our buddy Andy's here. We bring up shit that apparently he doesn't remember from hanging out with us.
I'm all doing coke and shit, you know. I think he doesn't really want to tell us.
I don't think Andy was that high during that time. Like,
he might have hit it.
I know
well.
A lot about Andy, like, and he was doing drugs.
Yeah,
but it wasn't like all the fucking time. Like, Kathy let him stay in our house, which means she trusted Andy to not be high and stealing shit from our house.
Okay.
That's a lot for Kathy to fucking...
It is, actually.
Yeah.
Kathy is pretty good about that.
And so, I don't think Andy was that fucking gone. But apparently he doesn't remember. We drank a lot. Oh, we drank a shitload because we're going out... We would go out to the Cove and we would bring a ton of beer. Just an irresponsible amount of beer.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it would be like 100, 120 beers.
Good God.
For like 6-7 of us. And it would all get drunk. And nobody was drunk because you were you were literally just running around or you're swimming or you're jumping off of shit. And then you're swimming back to jump off it again.
Or you're dying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like we were drinking fucking barley wine out there. It was... Pabst doesn't float, but Kokanee does. So it was a lot of Kokanee cans. And you'd be out. There was this rock kind of out in the middle of the cove there. Yeah. And you'd be out there. You'd be like, throw me a beer. And Justin's got this amazing fucking arm that'll just make it to you from 400 yards away.
Jesus.
And land pretty close. Kokanee floats. Pabst sinks. So we'd all be drinking out there, and then we'd bring our cans back and shit, but except for the Pabst ones.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like this amazing fucking beer But you were working off every ounce of alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. You're moving, having a good time. Sure.
Andy filled his, like, we had these water bottles at Joe's, and Andy filled his water bottle full of beer out there. And it was warm by the time we got out to the cove. God. Yeah.
That's the worst.
It was, like, really good beer that was really warm. But, yeah. So, our buddy Andy's back.
Yeah. Kind of want to add, substitute him for Justin.
No,
but,
you love Justin.
Yeah, we do. But Justin's a very, very good alternative.
I got a beer fridge.
Yeah, Drell's a beer fridge.
Yeah. He is the beer fridge.
We got it from my lovely wife's grandparents
who Woo-hoo!
Are estate sailing and need to get everything out of their house.
Good luck with that.
Have they finished?
Most of it's gone. Like, okay, most of it's spoken for. But I was like, I expressed interest in the fridge and it ended up in my garage.
Good job.
So, we need to make beer soon.
Yes.
I have all the ingredients for two
Well, there's beer right there, but that looks kind of gross.
It molded.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I need to dump that out sometime.
How dare you?
I know.
Well, it's not just him. It was
kind of all of us.
We never got together to do it. Like,
yeah.
But now we have, I have the fridge. We have, I have kegs and shit.
Cool.
From 7-Up.
Hey. And
I just had nowhere to put two kegs to chill them. I can't put them in my fridge. Yeah. The food for my family's there.
Well, and also you have a French door refrigerator.
Like, yeah, well, we have the side-by-side. So, now we have a beer fridge.
Booyah.
We can put all the glasses out in the freezer. I can't wait. We need to make some beer.
Yes, we do.
I have two beer kits to make that need to get made right quick and in a hurry.
Maybe we should wait just a little bit. Let it cool off outside.
I don't know. Cold beer in a warm day.
Do you want to make the beer in a warm day?
Yeah, that's true. That sucked.
The only time Justin and I have ever made beer where it's warm out was when we made it with you guys. Every other time, Justin and I have made it in like single digit weather, and you can't feel your toes at the end.
I'm fine for that. I've been camping below 16 degrees. It's all good.
But it's awful, dude. We've made it. Well, it's just dumping snow out. It's like, this is going to suck tomorrow. So let's make beer soon. Like, okay, I'll make one of the intro casts, which is going to take me for fucking ever. But
that's all right.
Yeah.
We can always just come on down here and do the 15-minute intro. That's
yeah.
Anyway, besides that, now we got to get to the podcast here. So,
and you know, YouTube should probably go home.
Just probably.
You gotta get your daughter to sleep, and I
haven't been home since Friday, so that's nice.
Oh yeah, give her an OMAC.
Yeah,
OMAC. How was that, man?
Yeah, how's OMAC?
I already miss her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing, but not for me.
You like her and shit.
Yeah.
At least there's social media, so you can.
No, I'll tell you guys after the podcast. But
okay.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
Game on. And then here's Andy. Game on. And Justin like. And then Chris. Game on. Because he's got to do it fucking super deep. Because he's on Chris. Game on. He's not fucking Batman.
Pavel's dog asked Caleb about his book. John Cena backpack.
I know, because last night when we were at your house, I was like, hey, Kale, what? John Cena!
And he can't help it, though. It's not like he does it on purpose. We're in there, we're looking at backpacks, and he goes, John Cena! Like, he can't help it.
Oh.
Yeah, instead of the way in the world, one, two, three, we go.
I just thought we were.
When you see his headphones on, we're
dicking
going.
Off.
No, it fucking annoys everybody.
Yeah. But so we got him. He picked out John Cena backpack for. We go up there and go, hey, Kale. What's your backpack? And he'll go, John Cena, boop, boop, boop. And it's ridiculous to listen to. But he got that, some clothes, and then he got this fucking, he's been wanting this thing like I would never pay
my
for.
Notes are terrible,
but it's like a $30.
You're in episode 58 now.
Oh, yeah. So everyone knows Jacob is our new note taker as the intro of the last episode. He was given a promotion, so everyone knows. Yay! Yeah, so, but we got him those, and he picked up this John Deere farmer set that he's been wanting. Like, it's of, like, farm animals and tractors and shit in a barn.
Fucking dick about that last night, by the way.
And, because it's, he's wanted it for months. Like, he saw this thing one time at Walmart forever and a day ago, and he's like, can I get that? And I'm like, I'm not paying $30 for that. There is not a fiber in my body that can justify $30 for that. But it was $150 of his fucking money. Whatever the fuck you want to get. So I'm like, are you sure? And he goes, absolutely. I'm like, fine. Whatever. It's your money. Blow it on whatever the fuck you want.
You get that shit built last night?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
No, we got, we have it all set up. Mm-hmm. So we can build, when we get home tonight, we're finishing the building. It's just so many interconnecting pieces. There's no way that thing's going to get built. In that time.
We keep a change jar next to the washer. And it's like, any money that comes out of the washer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, dude. Like, kids make bank. Like, it was. I remember when I was a kid, my dad had a swear jar when I was like in the fourth, fifth grade, and he was like, every time I cuss, I'll throw a quarter in, because I was like, cussing's bad, Dad. Little did I fucking know that I have the mouth of like two fucking sailors.
Yeah.
So
we're there last night. You said fuck every other word.
Yeah. Like, I cuss a lot, and Kale's like, you say bad words a lot, and I'm like, here's the thing, I pay the bills, so I can kind of say what I want. I go, I know I shouldn't say them. I appreciate that you don't. But I like to swear. They enhance my emotions.
My wiener made like, you, so I'm allowed to say
so
dick.
I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
I was like, but I do understand. I was like, but at the same time, I do get where you're coming from. Like, I really try to make it relatable for him and show, like, I care what you have to say. He's obviously like, you told me I can't fucking say shit, but you're fucking
saying shit.
Did he
really tell you that exact sentence?
No, he looks at me and goes, you say bad words, but I can't say bad words, Dad. But it was very much in a, what the fuck, bitch? Like, it was very much that. And I was like, I'm an adult, and I can say what I want. When you're older, I was like, when you're 16, just like Papa did for me, you can get one bad word. And mine was damn. I was like, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. I went, damn it is my word. It's my favorite word in the world is damn it. Like,
in high
damn
school,
it just combined is great.
Carter and I just started testing words. We're like, ass. Flew under the words.
Yeah. And you're
damn
just
it.
Like,
flew under the radar. Fuck, girl, watch your mouth.
Yeah,
I was like, all right.
Yeah, yeah. No, and my dad was like, you can never say fuck, and you can never say shit, and you can't say bitch, and you can't use it in context towards an individual. So I was like, but I can say damn in any iteration as much as I want. And he's like, as much as you want. I'm like, damn it. And he's like, without having to use it in the improper context. I'm like, damn that. I'm going to say damn it whenever I damn well please. Can't use it anymore. I'll stop. Damn it. Because it's my favorite word.
God
damn it.
I remember my little sister's first curse word.
What was that?
I don't remember mine. Fuck it. You know? But no, she literally looked like it was me and my dad, and we always just fuck all the time forever. You know, since
but
I worked.
Your dad's cool as balls.
Yeah,
too,
dude. No, I started working with him when I was 13 at a construction site.
Yeah.
And it's just what you fucking do, right? But my little sister, she's like 23. Oh.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, sir?
Maybe we should start.
Who's got some cousin?
So, by the way, back to the Thomas the Train Engine.
What's up, bud? Yeah, I'm okay.
High five, okay? Dad's good.
Thank you for checking.
That was
we
an implied high five.
That.
Love you, buddy.
Hi, Ellie.
Can you guys go upstairs?
We're using bad words. I know, right?
Oh.
I love.
We use them around Jack all the time. Well, we means I use them around Jack all the time. Never comes up.
Kale said ass, but he didn't know it was a bad word. He was like, someone wrote ass on the side of your truck. And I was like, what?
Jack was at therapy.
And he just said it so, like, casually.
Matter of fact.
Yeah, it was just like.
By the way, this just fucking happened.
Yeah. It was like, they said what? And every other time he'll be like, Tatum said a bad word. I'm like, what word? He goes, I am not saying it. Like, he is very, he's like, I get my ass in trouble for fucking stupid dumb bitch shit. But
shit.
But he just goes, he's like, someone wrote ass on the side of your truck. And I was like, two things. One, thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that. Two, can't use that word. He goes, bad word? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, that explains it. Like, he totally was like, why would someone write this word I have no knowledge of that says ass?
Someone wrote it twice on the back of our van when we came to therapy.
And to be fair, his truck drives, I say truck loosely, it's a fucking expedition.
Yeah.
His Mormon mobile drives like an ass. It literally,
you're
it's
a beast.
Like,
you're like, nope, don't care.
Nope. Why am I riding a fucking donkey right now?
You haven't driven Justin's same expedition, death trap.
Justin is infinite. Mine is like a cruise ship, while Justin's is like a drunk, half-sunk battleship.
Like a cruise ship that's tilting on its
side. Like, it's Justin's is like, it's not sinking. I'm getting off this ship. But we're still good. You're vertical, dude. It's straight verts. We're good. And down. Because he has, like, no shock support. His air suspension has to refill every time he gets in and start. It goes.
That truck shouldn't have
and
an air
as
suspension.
He drives, it goes.
Now, and is that a weight joke, or is that?
No, it really just, had to do it. Just... And there was a period of time where he couldn't shut his truck off because it would take forever to start. So when he'd go to the gas station, he wouldn't shut his truck off.
Like, filling his gas tank. Filling his gas tank.
Yeah.
So he's on his phone lighting a cigarette and playing with a fucking taser.
Yeah. Right by the gas, too. Like,
hey, this is pretty lights, man.
Like, I was, I'm sitting
That's
with
Carlos.
Him. But I'm in the truck with him, and he gets out, and he's putting gas in it. He's getting ready to put gas in his truck. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you got to shut your truck off. He goes, if I shut it off, it won't start. I'm walking away. And he's like, why?
I've seen the internet.
Yeah. I was like, you know the internet, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, they don't just say shut your truck off for shits and giggles. A spark can connect. There are fumes. There will be an explosion, and we will be on the fucking internet.
There has been proof.
It. Like, it's a thing, and he goes, it hasn't happened yet. If that's not just a fucking statement.
Although the fire suppression systems at gas stations are fucking great.
Mm.
Boom,
and it shuts everything off.
Yeah. But you still have to
after
go hit the
fire
fucking button.
Yeah.
No, that's the emergency. If they sense fire, fucking just fire retardant falls from the ceiling.
Yeah. They don't want explosions. They don't want fucking Last Action Hero all over
the place.
They
don't want it to reach the big tank.
Yeah. The one where you watch, like, that propane factory go up. I love that video.
Or the natural gas crater in Russia.
Yeah.
Where they lit it on fire and it's been burning for 30 years.
It bothers me that when they say that, you see the meme occasionally,
it's
and they're
the
like,
gateway to hell.
Yeah, they're like, the mouth of hell. There's a natural gas crater in Russia that scientists just decided to light to see how long it would go. My issue with it is, like, call them what they are. They are Russian scientists, because not another nation on this planet scientists would have gone, I'll throw a match in to see what happens. Only in Russia will they go.
And the whole time you've been talking about that, my brain goes automatically to, God damn, that's why my gas bill's so fucking high, because we could have had this extra shit over here.
No, it is still burning, and they were like, fuck, our bad.
They were exploring for oil. They're like, oh, there's some natural gas here. We'll burn it off. It's been burning for 30 years.
Now, you know the greatest moment of that, though? They threw that match. The air, because it being natural gas, it's going to sit because it's pretty dense. So it rises with heat, but it's going to sit as almost like an air dome. It'll rise slowly after they excavated it. So they threw the match in, and it basically created a fire dome. And the vacuum from the flames pulling all the oxygen and natural gas down made like an underground fire tornado. And then it's just a burning coil of heat death.
I just see some fucking Russian just like... I am scientist.
He goes, yeah, he did too. He goes...
With fucking little box of matches, strike anywhere shit. Yeah. He's like, he fucking does it on his teeth.
And he goes, it's Soviet Russia.
Fucking, I'm John Wayne, bitch. Yeah. What?
Which would have been so wonderful.
Speaking of in Soviet Russia... At midnight, did
the Olympics?
The Olympics?
No, it was
their
non-trademark
infringing Olympics,
in quotations.
And they had comedians from all over the world, representing their country. Yakov Smirnov was on.
He's on the first fucking night.
That's
too.
So great.
He got eliminated quick, but it was like everybody's like,
Say it.
I fucking idolized. Oh, there were a couple. Yeah. There were a couple in Soviet Russia.
It's Soviet Russia.
And he got eliminated, you know, because
actually, a chick did a Soviet Russia. And he got like royalty points.
He got royalty points.
It's like, you ripped his shit off. He gets points too.
She's like, I want to donate these points to him. And they're like, no, we'll give him royalty points.
Because there's something about that accent. It's so, and you know none of them use it, but you're just like, it's the way all Americans sound to the rest of the world.
His club
just hear all Russians sounding exactly the same way.
Even Ukrainians.
Yo, God. The Ukrainians have a word, like it's more defined of that fake Soviet accent than, like.
Those fucker people.
I used to have a buddy from the Ukraine. His name was Igor. I called him Igor all the damn time. Yeah. And we called
his last name Hala? No, really. Was it like his last name like Hala?
I couldn't, because
I went to school with a guy named Igor Hala, and he was from the Ukraine.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dude was this tall.
Yeah, he's a short dude. Kind of blocked head.
I don't know. He worked at a window factory.
Chris? Blonde ish.
Could be.
Probably.
I can't remember.
Chris, you want a bummer? I delivered to Igor's family.
What?
Igor died in a car accident.
Yeah. All right.
On that note, fuck you.
Car?
Jesus.
I delivered to his family.
My name's Ryle, and I'm just going to be a part of the podcast.
Also, like, the manager at an apartment complex. I was like, do you know Igor? And he's like, yeah, I know Igor.
Dude, I fucking love that kid. He
died in a car accident.
How long ago?
What the fuck?
I didn't. I felt like shit.
It's not really one of those things you just dive into at being a delivery guy.
Yeah, I was like, really
dying.
I was like, hey.
It's like fucking Dragnet Jello.
Yeah. He was a way cool guy. I'm sorry
He was the only person I knew who had, what was the console? I'm losing it. It wasn't the Jaguar. It was when the PlayStation and the Nintendo 64 were out.
Sega one?
Not Dreamcast,
but the Cube.
The X32.
No, the 32X for the Sega Genesis. No, but I had that
Games
one.
Fair.
God, no, but he had one. It was like the Okama Gamesphere. The Okama Gamesphere of real world.
Plumbers don't wear pants.
Yeah, but he had one of the consoles that like no one heard of. It was like there were seven made, but it
was
CDs.
It that 3D one with the red 3Ds?
No. It was like for the TV, and it had a bunch of like all the same games that were out for the Dreamcast and the Sega Saturn and the PlayStation and the N64, but it was like really bad. I know the name of this thing and it's escaping me, but it does sound like the Okama Gamesphere, a non-existent video game system.
Tally, you're the worst character ever. Yeah. Oh, no.
Don't forget to break the towel.
No. You want to get high?
God.
Just one more.
But no, I can't. Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. I'll remember it once we're done, I swear. But I went over to his house and he's like,
the one when I hit stop.
I'll be like,
it's this.
Well, though, because I was over there and he was like, I'm good. And he was like, do you want to play? And I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking play. And I was like, this is the greatest cool tech thing I've ever played with. The graphics were like, it was hardly even PS1.
Did you go to his house and his dad's like, I don't like black people?
No, that's just my dad not liking black people.
No, that's me. I'm a dad.
No,
like, I hate you, Chris.
So we're gonna retell this story, but the first time we went to Chris's house, we're playing video games forever. We went on that. And then Chris's dad came home. Chris, what are you doing breaking white people into my house? Just screaming at
like
him.
Like full-blown angry black
and
guy.
And Drell's asshole was like,
yeah, I pucker. I start.
He could have shit diamonds.
I grab my backpack because I went straight to Chris's house from school. And I start walking home. He's like, no, you're cool, man. Then Chris's stepbrothers and stepmother came home. They're all white.
Yeah. But as he's walking out the house, my dad's like, hi, my name's Kevin. Nice to meet you. Chill as fuck.
I hate your fucking dad.
I know.
I mean, like, he got me that sweet seat at the fucking Chow game, but
still, he's a dick.
Fuck your dad.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Yeah, he's my dad, but fuck him. Like, it's okay.
I'd rather not fuck him.
Well, obviously. My dad would totally be the top. You would be bottom. You'd
Kevin's
be bottom, and you wouldn't
dude.
Even be a power bottom.
Mainly because I got a really sweet bottom.
Well, I'm not going
to
argue.
Well, yeah, I like to argue
well,
that.
Well, no, Jell-O's gotten very close to tasting it once in a while. Yeah.
Ooh. Where was this story? Fuck. You got him drunk, didn't you?
You went to bed. You were too much of a pussy.
Oh, I'm okay with that. No, if I drink, I am totally the I don't give a fuck, go to bed guy. I give zero
fucks.
So
you'd have like, you know, fuck on your forehead. No.
He took his shoes off. He took his shoes off.
I know the rules, and I'm also making sure that I'm drunk and aware enough to do that to the first person to pass out. So I'd be like, man, it's a good thing we all got him, right? Like, he's dealt with.
I'm totally one of the guys, right, guys?
Right, guys?
You all accept me, right?
Right? I'll pass it out. And then I'll pass out.
Sandy, you weren't there for my 21st birthday, but I was in a bad shape. Adam, our buddy, who the whole reason we were out was he had a comedy show. We went to watch him. He passed out on my living room floor, and to relieve the tension of my shittiness,
we had to like call 911 for him.
Yeah, the fire department. Yeah, the fire department. Yeah, the fire department. My 21st birthday.
It's a damn good birthday.
It was. Well,
my
21st
birthday,
it.
I was stuck in Chihuahua. So yeah. Anything you gotta say from this point on, wrote, you're just fucking epic.
They wrote in permanent marker like dicks.
We thought it was washable, and we put like vagina. Penis.
They
all
they wrote
over
penises
it.
Into his mouth. And
the
shit.
Only place that did not have marker was like
his junk.
Yeah, like, from his junk to his.
We're
knee.
Gonna play that's, with junk on his junk no, all yeah, day, yeah, except but, no, not his real junk.
That's
no,
they had like, shit going from down his to knee, his back, like
yeah,
fuck
all
here,
the way. Yeah, it was like insert cock here. Like from his knee, because we could only get his pants up that high, to his waist.
Do you mean you could only get his pants down that low? I know you.
So
it was so good.
So the fire department came in to see me, and they're like, "Is it him?" And I'm like, "No." And then they came.
They're
in
like, "He just passed out." And they're like, "Oh, five guys who were there to save a life potentially just walk over him." Pass the fuck out, drooling, covered in marker.
So he might get wheel marks on him later. We don't know how this other guy is.
So we're hanging out like a week later, and I've been apologizing to everybody for like a week. And Adam's like, "That was permanent marker, you fucks. I had shows lined up for 3 days after that."
He was so hungover that next day, he wasn't aware of it. He took a shower. He had a show the next night. Took a shower, gets out of the shower, and he's like,
"Why is my hand black?"
Like, after the shower, he's covered in marker, and it had not even faded. So he had to do a show covered. And it was like, and he was trying to make us feel bad. We're like, not even remotely.
But
no. There was
some
that's
of that marker.
Really good comic material.
Wait, yeah. He was a comedian, right?
Yeah.
That's just funny.
Yeah.
Some of that marker had, like, he had sweated off in his sleep into the ground or into the floor. So when we moved out of that apartment, we had to pay damage on that marker.
Because there's little imprints of permanent marker wieners on your floor.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Those were the good old days.
That's great.
Actually, it's funny. My niece had moved into town recently, and she literally lived in your old apartment.
Which one? Uh-oh, the
Wedgwood one? The one I used to crash at.
No way.
Yeah, like the
like
same
G304.
Not fucking the next building over. It was your goddamn apartment.
That's after we moved out? Shit.
Well, no, it was before you moved out because she lived with you. Don't you remember?
No.
Did
she move in there before we
moved
there?
No, it was like a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
In G304, right across from the office.
I don't remember your apartment number. Yeah. I don't remember hers. All I remember is going,
I've stayed here before.
I don't think I want my family to live here.
Because you're like, I've been here.
Actually, those apartments were pretty decent. They were expensive.
You left, and then that's when it literally went to shit.
No, actually, when I was mowing lawns, I worked with a guy that lived around same complex. But, oh, dude, no. And I was like, no. I don't want anybody I know hanging out with you.
Yeah.
It's that bad up there?
Oh, yeah, nowadays. Ever since they got rid of fucking Eagle.
Eagle Hardware.
You know, it's Lowe's now, whatever.
You know what Lowe's stands for, right? Less wood eagle
sold. You can call a Nazi a freedom fighter, is still a fucking Nazi.
Yeah.
You know?
Lowe's moved out of there. And
did you guys hear about the secretary? That like the oldest
secretary? There's a lot of secretary news.
It was a secretary. She's one of the oldest living survivors like from World War II.
Yes, I heard.
She's 108 years old. She was a secretary for the Nazis.
She's 105. Don't fucking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. 3 fucking years. She was a secretary, and they were like, "So, what'd you do for the Nazis?" And she's like, "I just did like the paperwork.
I didn't know
like,
what was going
she's
on."
She's like,
the
"I didn't." She outright was like, "I didn't know." She's like, to literally go, dead, dead, dead. She's like, they handed me papers. I typed it up. I sent it off. And she's like, I didn't know they were killing Jews. She goes, I still think it's kind of over-exaggerated. She processed a chunk of these people.
No.
And it was like...
She was so good. She did a high profile. I can't remember
which
case it
was. Yeah, she was such a good typist that, like...
Yeah, that was...
On par with Anne Frank as one of the...
A really good typist?
No. terms of celebrity. in terms of, like, a dead Jewish woman.
She's fucking upstairs
in
her attic.
That's what they were doing.
Dear diary!
Yeah. No.
Clonk, clonk, clonk. I hope we can stay quiet enough. Clonk, 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 typewriter.
Dang. And she goes, what?
All work and no play make Anna dull boy.
Ting.
I can pull that one down for you if you really want the tape.
I really want the fucking sound effects, Jello. They
just go,
chong, 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 ching, chong.
It's like Jews are coming in, and it's just like, or the Nazis are walking up the stairs, and she's just going, click. What?
Like the fucking Family Guy, Peter's eating that one chip.
Yep. And then she's just sitting there going, click, 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 ding.
Anybody know how to get the red?
I want
to highlight this one. I need an underscore.
That'd be so fucking terrible. But no, anyway, this lady, she was so good at typing. They were like, you get it. They let her write the obituaries for high profile enemy combatants they had killed. They were like, oh, we killed this guy. You're so good at typing, you write how we murdered him. And she was like, we might. And she's like, I just feel like they're just, everything that's talked about the Nazis is that it's just more than what they really did. And you're just like, bitch. You're so old. You're in denial in such a way where it's like, we all know it actually happened, lady. And she's like, no,
pictures. Millions of people didn't
die. She's like, I did the paperwork. So you fudged the numbers? I'm not saying I did not fudge the numbers. You just said you didn't. I did not say that. And like, what the fuck does that mean? Yeah. It was like, and you just, it's like, how? At that old, and you're just like, didn't happen. Like, that's Justin. Justin at 105 would be like,
that sounds like you tickling your kid, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't tickling you.
Yeah, no, that's taken out of context.
Wait,
people out.
Tickle? Yeah, we gotta clear this shit up so he doesn't get
No, I'm sorry, you're right. Tickle does not equal
fondle
genocide.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole nother category
denial. I guess you're right there.
We had CPS called on, not called on us, but we got investigated once.
Really? Yeah.
For genocide?
Yeah,
genocide.
No. To be fair, though, if it's genocide, CPS should step in.
I'd call him. he's my buddy.
They're making babies and then killing them, and it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Might want to call CPS.
No, my brother-in-law's ex.
Oh, I remember that.
Baby mama.
Yeah.
Fucking called CPS on him about our kid, you know, and our kids were there at the time because.
Wait, Richard?
I said my brother-in-law.
We weren't doing name drop.
Well,
fuck
that shit.
It was George.
Georgie
said that.
McGeorge.
Baby mama said that our kids were taking a bath with her kid and Richard, my brother-in-law's.
His name's fucking George, Jello.
Yeah. And George was in there alone with the kids and shit. And that he's not supposed to be. And all of it was a fucking lie. Have you seen Atticus take a bath? He requires the entire bath.
Yeah.
Because he's got a bath seat.
He has an awesome bath seat. I see that thing in your bathroom all the time. And I'm like, I just want to be so old that I can have like a seat.
It
sit and take a shower and go.
Ones our size.
Yeah,
they're
at
retirement
home. I know. But, like, if I have it now, I'm just
a
first world piece of shit. Like, I'm not, like, an old person who has trouble standing in the shower.
You are already a first world piece of shit. We are literally talking in a microphone. We're all first world pieces
of shit.
Our online radio show.
Yeah, an online radio
that
show.
Nobody listens to.
Yes. 45 people are going to agree with us.
Yeah.
We offered prizes on our last one. Nobody's taking us. All you had to do was
free
just say, I want it.
I want it.
No, you got to.
No, fuck you. I want it.
You're a member on it now. Huh? It doesn't count.
No, no, I wasn't a member then.
No,
I want
to
be.
But you have to listen to that podcast.
It's like when
dude,
you...
my phone doesn't work like that. I
yes,
tried like 100 times.
So many goddamn
excuses. You figure
it
the fuck out because I want to listen to it.
I'll do it.
I have not heard a single one of these.
There's a few you'll probably fucking. Yeah.
The last,
no,
the last.
Listen to the Soul Maze Arkham because
really
it's like the top one.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
something 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 Dark Side.
Exactly. No, no. 12 Days of Arkham.
12 Days of
yeah,
Arkham.
It has like 104, 109 listens.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
it's all about
that's that. Our highest one, like of all of the ones. Like,
soon to be 105 or 110.
Like, it was, like, if you look at all the ones prior, like, goes and it peaks there, and then it goes boom, and then it levels off at 30.
Okay, hold on. So, are you saying that's the best one, or that's just the last one people were willing to listen to?
No, it was like, it. Yeah, a little
like,
bit of
this,
a little bit of that.
Bad. This isn't bad. Oh my God, that was a piece of shit.
Well, and it's like, but then there's like the ones we're guaranteed it'll show that we have like 5 no matter what downloads. And yeah. I know we don't outright listen to ours. We download it later.
Yeah.
So there's directly, like once they're up, 5 shows up for people who directly download it.
The only honest to goodness fucking subscribers are like me. And Chris.
Yeah.
And Robert.
And our guy in,
one fucking time we have a guy in Czechoslovakia.
Or
whatever.
Or no,
Romania.
I thought it was the Philippines.
No, Philippines were a hit.
We're huge in the Philippines.
We're huge in the Philippines. Yeah, because you could see the numbers on the globe.
It's
and
like 15.
No, it was like.
No, like half our listeners.
Yeah, half our listeners were in the Philippines. And then we had one guy in like Romania. One. It just says Romania. One. And I'm like. That's my guy.
Yeah, but
that
was
guy.
I'm
that's
gonna
make
that motherfucker teach me how to do a tumbling routine.
Yeah,
and we are going to the goddamn Olympics.
What we came to the conclusion
that
of,
was
though,
one time
was that
and Chris
it's actually
has been, like, blown him since.
The mayor of the town got our podcast because it's Romania. So in the little village, they had one smartphone, and our podcast is their connection to the outside world. So every time we post, we're the only first world experience these people get. So I gave him like this great backstory.
Okay. I didn't hear the, like, you gave them. I didn't hear that part. You gave them. I was like, oh my fucking God, this is real.
Because I just like, I like the idea.
I feel so bad for these people. It's like sending the signals out to space. It's like, we love you, but in reality, we just want to murder you and steal your technology.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. No. It's just like, I look at it as like, there's one village whose connection to the first world is our podcast, and one day they'll start spouting off our shit as a way of revolt.
They're gonna like Green Lantern.
Yeah. And so they're gonna be like, Green Lantern, it's Snoochie Boochies. I would pay to, you know what? Side note, that'd be a great fucking comic book. Just do, like, the impact of internet radio.
A sad Romanian town that falls in love with a Green Lantern they never heard of?
Yeah. But no, I'm saying as...
this guy! Who is that? No, I don't know. We've never met him.
But I'm saying as a comic book or a short movie of the impact of, like, internet radio where a small village that, for real, would have, like, one means of internet communication and it's one dude's phone. And that's what, like, that's their connection. They are so third world shitty. Their connection to the world is podcasts, and that inspires a revolution in this village to do better and like do a whole like Egyptian style fucking revolt. Like, I would read the fuck out of that comic.
You say Egyptian style revolt, are you talking like fucking Moses?
No, real Egypt, not fake Egypt of Charlton Heston and white people.
Fucking like
real Egypt, where they had the two revolts inside a year because
Arab
they had
Spring.
They had their first one with the people, and the military backed the people, and then the military was like, "Yeah, we're gonna kind of take control," and they were like, "Yo, you got tanks," and then the people were like, "Hey, fuck you," and they go, "Hey, tank."
To be fair, my history book is the Old Testament.
Whoa.
I tried to be like, he's joking, and my brain was like, fuck that.
He could be real.
I watched
To be fair, I did grow up a Jehovah's Witness, so I was like,
my
that could be real my whole life until I actually had pussy.
Yeah, and you're like.
And I was like, nah, none of that shit's fucking real. My fucking brain just clicked on.
Yeah, you have sex, and you're like, it was all lies, and this is amazing.
This is magical.
Yeah.
You get done coming, and you're like, fuck you, Mom. Yeah.
No, if you ever want the weirdest, like,
Jehovah's Witnesses?
My mom is.
Your mom
My mom and my older brother.
Okay.
Well, my brother, I only have one.
Yeah, I don't see
brother.
That coming from your old man.
No.
I always found the weirdest thing would be like a Jehovah's Witness. I feel like in your case and in my case, like when you get out of that, you're kind of like.
I did get out of that.
No, but I'm saying when you get out, you're like, holy fuck, it's all lies. Like all of them have their own bullshit. But with the Jehovah's Witness, you're like, so I don't get holidays. I can't enjoy anything.
I celebrated my first birthday at the age of 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not even a fucking joke. That's 100% truth.
Did you get a smash cake?
A smash cake? What's a smash cake?
It's the extra cake you give to a 1-year-old for their fucking...
No.
Yeah, like when you're one.
I got a Zippo lighter and ate the bud.
That sounds like an 18th birthday.
And a fucking 12-pack.
That's an 18th
because it was
birthday.
All my fucking friends.
He did
friends.
Smash the cake, but he just fucking ate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, no, mine was, I remember being in
I love it.
I was in the car with my mom on Halloween, and I was like, why do all these kids get to go trick-or-treat? And she's like, because we're Jehovah's Witnesses, and we don't believe in that. I'm like... Believe in what? Getting free candy?
Yeah.
Like,
I gotta put eyeliner on and they're gonna give me shit for free. I'm gonna fucking do
this. What happened, Chris? Like, your mom was Joho?
But my mom was Joho and my dad was Roman Catholic.
See, I know, right? We've had this conversation before, but I completely forgot about it until literally you said Halloween.
Because my mom being white and being the Jehovah's Witness and my dad being black and Roman Catholic is really weird.
It explains on a thousand and one levels
of how quickly, at the age of 6, I became an atheist. Like, I was young. I immediately
was
like,
"Fucking destined."
I knew. No, it was. It was like, I can't. I want to hang out with my friends on their birthdays, but I'm not allowed to because that's not a thing we believe in. Is a stupid fucking notion. At 6, I'm like, that's fucking bullshit.
When did your folks split, dude?
I was like less than one.
You were a fetus.
I was a baby. I have. The one memory I have of my parents together is a picture that I've seen with them on, like, they're out picnicking, and I was in, like, the middle, and it was, like, the three of us. That I have a memory of a picture of the three of us together.
You don't even have the fucking picture. It's
other
just
than
memory.
That, it's the courtroom where my mom was trying to dive over from her side of the courtroom to my dad's side, screaming she was going to murder his black nigger ass, expletive deleted. Because they get worse
deleted nigger ass.
Yeah, nigger ass.
And then it
cranks so much.
So that's a really racist courtroom.
She was pulled off by the bailiff and held in contempt of court.
And then your dad went.
And I was pulled out of the courtroom.
And fucked the world. And you had.
No. This was after all of them. After all my other brothers and sisters that he had made.
Because I remember for a moment, you were just gaining new brothers and sisters that nobody knew about for a while.
So, like, later in life, you're going to be, keep talking. I'll remember.
Like, this
minute.
Is my brother, Corey. He's great. I just found out about him yesterday.
Well, because I knew Dewey Cox.
You're going to be the siblings, Dewey Cox. So this is throw and catch, hey? Yeah. I got 45 other kids to do this with. Yeah. Hi, brothers and sisters.
It was like. Yeah, I did that with the sperm bank.
Donated a bunch of sperm.
Yeah.
And he's got like over 100 kids.
Yeah.
That all came and found him.
Yeah, which is really awesome, though.
That wasn't just the fucking movie?
No.
That's based off a real fucking thing?
Story, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad I've never been healthy enough to donate sperm.
Anytime I've thought about donating sperm from like 18
for like
50 on.
Fucking
no,
dollars.
Yeah, no, I was like, for $50,
I'll jack off for
cup,
50 bucks.
Right?
I jack off for free and I cry myself to sleep afterwards.
Right? You're like, but for $50.
I'm so lonely.
You're like, no one loves me. But for $50, fuck, I'll go find love for $50. Shit.
Yeah.
But I, every
wait,
time
wait, hold
I
on, hold on,
that,
hold on. You'll go find love for $50.
And now you can.
Hey.
For cheap. I'm easy to please, man.
Yeah,
FilipinoWives.com.
Yeah.
It's the cost of a plane ticket and a fucking
green pass thing.
Thank you.
Green card.
Yeah.
But no,
have another beer, Andy.
Or
but no, it was like anytime I thought about that, I'd be like, I do not want to be the dad of like 50 fucking kids. Like I always thought, I'm like, but what if that happened? I don't like me that much.
I'll give
Low and
plasma.
Behold,
I don't.
Yeah, I'll give my inside goo for fucking. You can live off of it, but I'm gonna make you a life. Like that's a whole fucking thing. And then lo and behold, I got two kids with two different ladies, and because they're crazy, I love my boys, but fuck them.
I tried to donate plasma.
Oh, because
oh, no.
You're so fucking
it's
neurotic.
It's a waste of a whole day because I spent 3 hours in the waiting room watching Finding Nemo 1.5 times. And then I went and had the interview. Great. And then I went to go donate the plasma because I was trying to like buy something for Kathy and I needed extra money.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, your veins are too small. Bye. I'm like, but. Oh,
okay. So
the
I
fuck,
spent,
man.
I spent 4 hours. I went in, did my interview, passed. I had to go in and talk to a nurse because on my pre-questionnaire, they asked questions about like medical history.
Yeah.
How many times you take it up the butt?
And I have thyroid disease, so I'm on certain medications.
One time is too much for donating. Right?
Yeah.
Especially with a guy from Haiti.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, okay, so I went and talked to this nurse. And she's like, okay, you should be good to go. So I went back out, and they're like, okay, go in and do your blood testing. So they took my blood sample to see if my hemoglobin level was all right.
Yeah.
So I passed all that, and then I had to go back in and talk to the medical director because another thing popped up on my questionnaire that – I'm on Celexa for anxiety, and it's not an anxiety drug, it's just for depression.
Yeah.
So I'm taking it off label, so they're like, well, we can't, because this is all for medicine.
See, yeah, this is what blows my mind.
And you're
you
just trying
see,
to earn 50
yeah,
fucking dollars.
But you that's see fucking, you see like drug addicts and shit walk in there, yeah. Uh-huh. And they're like, I just take my blood, and they'll take it. A normal fucking person goes in, and they're like, oh
no.
Yeah. So I was there, and then so like, he's like, so you just need to have your doctor fill out this form. I'm like, I'm not going to my doctor's.
Yeah.
A form
my concern is if I go and donate plasma, I feel like if I go to the doctor or I donate plasma, it doesn't matter. I'm mad at science. I'm all about it. I like vaccination, go team, yes, right? But go I feel like either. If I go in and they're checking my blood or I go to the doctor and they're just checking me out, they're going to go, okay, we got to talk. You got like a month, dude, because you're going to die. Like, I just perpetually feel like that's going to be the thing. Or they're going to check my blood and go, so, your blood's super rare, and,
and they're just gonna murder you.
Yeah, I know, yeah. They're gonna go.
Like, we're gonna keep your bone marrow and just
yeah.
keep pumping this
yeah.
shit out.
They're gonna go, you've seen that one movie, the vampire movie, where they were all in, and it had, no, not Blade 2, but the Heath Slater dude, where, like, the vampires, it was,
yeah.
Like,
where at the very end, people. He went through sunlight, and he was cured.
Yeah, that one.
That
yeah.
was
that
a
one.
Piece of shit
that
ending,
movie.
By the way.
Because he should, but William Dafoe was the bad guy, and he's like explodes
yeah.
and shit. But like people were straight cattle, and they had to use synthetic blood, and there was like a whole oil crisis. But of blood,
yeah.
I feel like
I was way down with the premise
the
too.
Humans were on the run.
Yeah, the
shit.
Premise was good, but then it kind of
into it
the
was
end.
A Christian Bale thing.
Yeah,
right?
That's
yeah,
a,
yeah, that's
no Christian Bale's was Equilibrium.
You're a thing
where he did the cool thing with the
shut
gun
up.
With the gun kata.
Shut up,
which is savage.
Don't correct me, motherfucker.
It's movies. It's habit. And do you
the day I'm corrected by a. Oh, hey.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm sorry. I thought I was thinking that.
Oh, yeah. No, you're saying it loud.
Oh, okay.
Out loud.
All right.
Robert's going to say it for you.
Oh, hit it.
You won't even say it. You can just say it.
You've already said it once. Trekkie.
Oh, there you go. You could have gone nerd.
I was going to say comic book geek, but. You know.
That's the type of person who would correct you. And if you haven't noticed over the years I've known you, I habitually have to do that. He knows the struggle. It's hard to just, when people say things that are incorrect, and you're just like, you don't need to say anything. You don't need to say anything. And then you're mad at yourself. You're like, bullshit, you don't. And then you got to get like, you go, I was going to let this slide. I was. But you're a fucking idiot, and I need to explain to you why.
So, favorite conversation I've ever had with you.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Dragon Tank.
Holy shit.
I remember this conversation.
All right, please tell the listeners what the fucking dragon tank
no,
is.
No, I'll let the more eloquent person
no,
do it.
I don't, fuck, what were we talking
it
about?
It was
at work.
A dragon tank, and it would spew fucking little baby helicopter dragons out of his fucking belly.
We went,
what the
fuck? Like, were we making?
That's about the like, time the man-bear pig came into play. Because
we were making the man-bear pig sandwich. It's a sandwich is what the man-bear
yes.
pig
okay.
is.
Because yeah, like, it is part pork. Human, part pork,
it
part...
pig,
cow,
bear.
It was really
man.
Part cow, but we call it.
It had
pig,
a
what it
bear.
Was
burger.
Was it was Texas toast
okay.
with a rib pork shank,
yummy,
a burger patty, an egg. Right? I still have a picture of it too.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anything
it
had like
it.
An egg.
I just remember the fucking.
And
egg.
It had spicy barbecue on it.
It had pulled pork.
And it was pulled pork. That's what it was. It was like a bed of pulled pork because veggies are for you know normal people.
Sissies.
Quiz. Yeah.
Yeah.
quiz. But quiz. And then it was like, it was the pulled pork, then it was burger patty, and then we did the pork shake, like, cooked it, butterflied it on top, and then we did, like, egg, and then we did all the cheeses on it, and then we steam it, and it with Texas toast. Fuck. And then you, you know, like, and when you, yeah, tall. It was huge. And he would take a bite.
Like 5,000 calories yeah. in a sandwich.
We'd split it between five people and everyone after. You it's, got, it's a burger, a regular fucking burger size. Just
everyone except
tall.
Chris was full.
And yeah. I was like, oh my God, how did I eat a fifth of that?
No, and then we would look at the, then we would sit there like we'd try to cost balance it. Like, could we make this as a thing?
It was like $25
burger. $25 for this wow. burger. At then, like Joe's that's... cost, it would have been $25. And we were making it for fun. Regularly.
Like, oh, it's yeah, like, it. We're like, this is casino money right here.
And then Sally one day, she was like, make me something new. And I'm like, are you hungry? She's like, make whatever you want. I'm like, all
she
right.
She was not into that.
And I was like.
She
was,
loved it.
No, she loved it. But then she's like.
Then she saw what was in it.
Yeah. She was like, make whatever. And I go, man, bear, pig. And you were with me. And you're like, man, bear, pig. So I'm on the grill and I'm just. And I bring it to her. She goes, what's this? And I go, it's half man, half bear, and half pig. The man bear pig.
Half man, half bear pig.
And she just looks at me and I'm like, trust me. Yeah. And she comes back and she's like, one, it was delicious. Two, that's like a $30 burger. Do not ever make it again. And I was like, okay. Because when you say it like that, and you're just like,
oh.
For a, that was but no side.
Were, we
that
were
was,
so proud for
that
a
was
moment.
Product yeah. alone. Was in cost was $30 because the pork shakes were like $5, $10 a piece.
Yeah,
the pork shakes were
$10 a piece.
Yeah,
nah, I think it was $10 or, an order of three. But to was, be fair, it was, you worked so fucking hard at it.
Yeah,
and then she shut it down, and that means we only made like five more.
Four, right? No, because yeah, it'd be like, and that's before the camera, so it was like, yeah.
There
Make
wasn't
it.
Cameras the whole time I worked there. So,
yeah, no,
yeah.
when they put the cameras in, it was totally a Big Brother.
We oh, had yeah. the blind spot marked off in marker.
Yeah.
Because it never came up.
Like, yeah.
So you're
it.
Carrying chicken wings in your pocket going to the blind spot.
No, no. See, my thing is, because it's me, I would just grab them from the fryer and I'd just not be in the window and I'd just eat a wing. And he'd come back and he's like, you're supposed to be the manager. You can't just stand there and eat wings. I'm like, I do it when
That's
no one's
what
here.
What managers
yeah,
fucking
and I was like,
do.
I was like, I do it.
I gotta test that
but,
food.
But 90% of the time, it was when I would open or when I would close.
Quality control.
Yeah, quality yeah. control.
No, I'm sorry. Kessler was front manager, right? Still probably is, I'm assuming. I don't
He's
fucking know.
General yeah.
But he'd
areas.
Fuck the waitresses. You're does, kitchen manager. Does. You eat the fucking wings.
I, on a list
Come
of
on.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still fuck.
His last four girlfriends were all fucking servers. Yeah. There.
Why not?
Yeah.
If you're in the position, get it fucking done. I can't fault the
Funny
guy for
story
that.
Story about that.
I heard.
Fun segue.
Justin?
So,
does it involve Justin?
Kind of. Cause so they asked me to come back in and work, right? They offered me a couple of bucks to come in, work sort of part-time.
Like, literally a couple.
Couple of bucks.
$2.
Yeah.
Make
so, come work for 3 weeks, bitch. $2.
Yeah. So I go in to talk to Justin and Kessler about it. Okay. Go over whatever, you know, is going on, why they need someone. They explained to me of why they need help and why they don't have a kitchen staff. And Kessler leaves, and the server is present. I'll just not use a name. But this server, we're also
Her name
there.
Is Jeff.
Her name is Jeff. We'll call her Jeff.
Jeff is so fucking There's, hot.
It goes like Steven. Me. It goes me, Justin, and then the other Justin, one of the new servers. And I'm like, you know,
There's
you guys.
So
you
wait,
know?
Hold on. You get to use that fucker's name,
they have
but
to
you don't get to use Jeff's name.
They have to Highlander
no because
fight.
Because he's fun. No, I already told him. I'm like, so Highlander battle, and this is where Justin's cool. He goes, well, yeah, because there can be only one. And I'm like, you're sold, dude. We're good. Like, I ain't even got to argue that. Like, you're in the you're
but
in the
again.
Club.
They have to Highlander,
and they
fight.
Still haven't had the whole Highlander fight. They need to though. But we're all sitting at the bar, and Chago's sitting next to me on the right. And the server is doing server stuff. And then the Seahawks game in. Seahawks lose.
Jeff the server?
Jeff the server.
Okay.
Seahawks game's over.
This is the chick Jeff, right?
Yes, yeah. this
okay.
is chick Jeff.
All right.
Girl game's Jeff. Over. News is coming on. They're doing like Creme 2, whatever, you know, going down the 10 o'clock news.
Creme 2's bitches.
Yeah. And so they're coming up. But then they, one of the things was, you guys saw that, what happened to that little baby girl fucking bungee
yeah.
strap to the so fucking fence?
Yeah.
You saw that? Some fucking
she just
twat
got
shit ass parents fucking bungeed their kid between their fits, like they had two bungees, and she was strapped. So a guy like comes
not
by,
like regular bungee cords, like the ones that you use to tie down the tarps on your semi truck,
like strapped, like to like tight,
like fucking wrench clips or
not the wrench clips, but the rubber ones with the hook,
not ratchet ones, the rubber ones. Yeah.
So she's like stuck in this, and a guy had heard crying. He was like, "I was out for a walk with my dog."
He's
also
called on these.
Yeah, he's called 3 times in the last month. He hears crying. He goes over to hear the crying and to see what it is. And it's this baby girl reaching for him, strapped with these bungees.
Fucking bungee cords.
Yeah. And so he takes the picture, gets her out, calls CPS. CPS, this is one of those things where it's like, I know people who have been totally fine. Like, you guys got it called. They show the fuck up. CPS goes, well, if there's no direct intent and harm on the child, they can't do anything.
No direct intent and harm.
That makes 4 times in a month. It's been 21 days. In the month. 4 times. But they can't do anything, so fuck CPS.
They were down my fucking throat.
Like, yeah.
Just
but,
raping it. And you're
but
like,
kid,
I didn't
could,
do anything.
Kids in a life-threatening situation, and they're like, politics. Can't do anything.
Well,
you know?
I mean,
so,
the kid only half-choked to death.
Yeah, well, and so the mom called the news station. Like, Kremtube posted on their Facebook. They do the new like a news story. They're like, we'll give you the full story at 11 or whatever. During that time,
fuck
the mom. 11. So the mom calls in, right? And they even said, they're like, mom calls in, and she's like, she stuck herself in there. It wasn't that bad.
She called all
and
the
hung
news
up.
Stations, dude.
That's all she said.
She stuck herself in there.
She stuck herself in there. It wasn't that bad. Click.
Don't worry, you guys. My wife fell down the stairs and ran into a doorknob.
It wasn't that bad. Fuck you as a human being.
Dude. Yeah. Oh. I like Kayla a lot.
No, oh, dude,
she
no.
would kill him.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to a lesbian bar where your wife has a black eye and you're there with her?
No.
I remember that story.
I did this like fucking not more than a year ago.
Yeah.
My wife, you know, she works for developmentally disabled at the time kids younger than 21, you know. But she got the fuck beat out of her.
Yeah.
It happens. You know, I mean,
no,
that's
some of these
part
kids,
of
like,
the job.
They break jaws and fucking arms and shit. Like,
no, yeah, my wife has had a broken wrist, 3 broken toes. Fucking, Jesus. Yeah. I mean, she likes her job. What are you gonna fucking do?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, go enjoy being a human being.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be scary to go to a lesbian bar with your wife with a black eye.
No, so this is the thing. We go out with a couple of friends of ours, and we're just hanging out, and they're like, "Oh, let's go meet at 9." So we
wait,
go.
Nine's a great place.
What the fuck was that? Let's go meet it.
For the record, if you want to go to a place where you're never gonna get hit on, but you're gonna see the just most wonderful view of your life,
lesbian.
Nine.
Only if you're a dude though, because
yeah.
My wife got
hit on
and
so
I got
so hard.
Anyway,
yeah.
So
yeah,
we
no,
go
nine
meet
is
the dick shrivel.
Yeah, you're like, I am nothing.
What do you mean, what dick? It's gone now.
Yeah,
I had to get rid of it so I could get along with these chicks. But
see,
Kathy
can't drink, so we never go out to bars.
Nine's where it's
go
at.
Go to 9, man.
Just go to 9.
And actually, the atmosphere's really...
No, 9's actually a really fucking dope place
cool.
to go.
It's a chill place.
If I go to bars, it's usually like with you to go to
No,
a
you
beer.
And I are not going to 9. Like, as you and I, that's one, we would come off as super bro douche, because 2 straight guys going into a fucking gay bar, you're going to look like an asshole.
Well, what
sorry,
about, what
sorry,
about
sorry.
Three?
I used to work at Dempsey's.
Yeah,
and I pulled
no. You're a handsome son of a bitch.
But I used to pull so much fucking tail out of Dempsey's. Now, not when I worked there. I'm sorry that my time frame's all messed up. When I worked there, I was actually with my wife now. So no.
Yeah, you did not pull any tail because you're married.
Well, I wasn't married at the time, but like together. literally the only chick I've ever been with that I've never cheated. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, congratulations, that's good. Congrats.
The other ones deserved it. that's another story altogether. But, like, when I used to, like, when I was 21, 22, going to Dempsey's because they had $3 pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, gentlemen.
Fucking $3
pitchers? $3 pitcher of beer.
What?
Guess what you can do all night long for $6? Drink.
Yeah.
Yes. You get off at 5 o'clock, you're like, I got $10. Well, that's 2 pitchers and 2 tips.
Fuck yeah.
And
sounds like
that,
a good day.
That chick might be straight.
I met you
she's got long hair.
Life, yeah. Sir.
Even if she's not, I'll beg.
After that much beer, you don't give a fuck on either
of
them.
No, no. I mean, sure, some of them might have talked it back, but I don't know. As far as I know, I've never had sex with a dude.
It's a hole, it's a hole, right?
As far as I know.
Stick it somewhere wet, preferably moist.
Oh, that feels so good in my pussy.
That's good.
Also, Jacob, when you're taking notes, go ahead and write episode titles you think would work.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, it feels so good in my pussy.
Which would be like, you have to get two quarters of the way through this fucking podcast.
If you look through my shitty fucking notes, you'll see like an episode title written down, crossed out. Yeah. An episode title written down, crossed out.
But no, so.
Buttons.
Back to Jeff. Buttons. Back to Jeff. So we watch this kid.
Wait, hold on. This is Chick Server Jeff, right?
Chick Server
okay.
Jeff.
Okay. Chick Server
so
Jeff.
So we're seeing this.
We all know her name.
Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah. No, I think her
you
name
don't.
Is Jeff.
It's you don't know this.
I don't know her. I think her name is Jeff.
I don't
I'll
know
tell you
anybody
after
that works. I don't know. Like
I honestly don't care what her name is.
But she. We're watching the news. We see this kid. We're like, dude, this was fucked up. And I was like, and I was telling him, like, I saw it on, you know, Facebook initially, like, right after.
Oh, bungee cord kid.
Yeah.
Ah, motherfucker, I've been drinking. You gotta,
so,
you gotta recap stories.
So, you see, but you see this kid in the bungee cord. This is gonna be the title. It's just the title.
You gotta recap.
Recap the bungee cord kid. We're going to hell. See, when you rehear it, you think how fucked up it is, right?
Oh, dude. I just swallowed the biggest burp and it hurts so bad. Fucking recap the bungee cord.
Because people are going to see that and go, what the fuck?
I'm going to recap it. What?
Anyway.
Back to your fucking bungee cord, baby. By the way, the West Central graffiti is amazing, by the way. I live West Central.
That stands for water closet.
It's fucking West Central.
So
I'm a block away from the community center. I live in West Central. That is fucking West Central. Bungee cord, baby. Hit it. Go, Chris.
I used to live over by Chris's house. Oh, where Chris's dad yelled at me? Right around the corner from your house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it, the scary? Do I literally...
No,
there's a black guy
Nora.
On my block.
No. I lived on Nora.
No, Chris moved since
like,
then.
We moved. Right. But
I was like,
because
there's a black guy on my block, no. And he doesn't want to talk to anybody. No. I've tried to be like, hey, buddy, what's up? And he's like, mowing my fucking lawn, white bitch.
No, it's like a block or two away from yours. It's like right on Nora, right in the middle street on there. Like right when you go down the hill, it's Cannon Park. It's like right there above the
he
hill.
He lives on the hill that goes down to Cannon
Oh, you live
Park.
On that hill? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My place was like 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes. Like a 2 minute
not
walk.
Even 5 minutes. Five minutes
walk.
Of crawling with my one snail wiener foot.
Yeah. I just did cog push-ups all the way there.
It was so, like
you only need to do one. The one fucking note song right there. Yeah.
The older I get, the more brilliant that fucking track is. Where they're like, cock push-ups? Well, I guess you can only do one.
It was very meta and ahead of its time. But no,
hey,
bungee cord baby.
After your bungee cord baby, explain to me meta because I have no fucking clue what's going on. Bungee cord now, though.
Bungee cord now. Like Apocalypse Now.
I love the smell of dirty diapers in the morning.
That's it, Jacob. Bungee
cord now. Because it's fucked up. We're trying to make light of a fucked up situation.
Anyway,
fucked up
situation.
So
like,
this kid gets taken away
from his parents.
So we're seeing this on
no,
the news.
No, you hope the parents get taken away from the kid.
Yeah, kid's done no wrong. Yeah. So we're watching it, and we're talking about how fucked up that was. And then 2 seconds later, it's doing like the current polls for Trump and Hillary, right? Trump and Hillary come up, and they're like, Hillary's at 47, Trump's at like 39. You know, it's doing its thing. It's going up and down, like, of the general approval, not as 100%, but of their parties.
D's Nuts got the rest, right?
Huh?
I hope D's Nuts got
D's
the
nuts
oh, no,
got
D's
the
Nuts
rest.
Should,
all right,
though. Because right. Everybody wants D's Nuts. But, so you see, like, Trump at, like, 39, and we're like, that's, you know, we're like, and myself and the two Justins, like, that's great that he's, you know, finally going down. And Jeff goes, you guys aren't going to vote for Trump?
Chick Server Jeff.
Just Donald. Chick Server Jeff. It's like, you're not going to vote for Just Donald?
Jeff, dude.
No, but it's funny.
I just really like saying
Chick Server
Jeff.
Jeff.
I'm sorry. I understand it. I just want to say
so,
it.
So, Chick Server Jeff is like, so you guys are going to vote for Donald because I won't call him Trump. So, and we all, and we were like, no, why would we vote for someone so fucking terrible? And she's like, well, myself and other people are. And we're like, hey, you know, if
and
you want to do
boyfriend.
It. Yeah, she's like, Chick Server Jeff's like, yeah, me and my boyfriend are going to vote for
Chick Server
for
Jeff
Donald.
And man.
And man
server
Stephanie. Yeah,
Stephanie.
Man server Stephanie. We're going to vote for Donald.
Manfany?
Yeah, Manfany. They're going to vote for Donald. And I go, hey, that's okay. And like the Justins are like, what the fuck? And I go, hey, no, it's okay. Sometimes you want to do heroin and coke at the same time. We all make poor life choices. That's just on that track.
Hey, it might have killed John Belushi, but it might not kill you.
And they go, and Chick Server Jeff's like, well, he can do it. He's got the backing for it with experience. And I go, he has experience? And I go, really? I was like, would you hire someone if you had the resumes as a server? He has no serving experience. He talks a lot of shit, and he's a sexist pig who has no respect for anyone but himself. Would you hire him as him in the equivalent job as a server?
And he's lost multiple tills.
Yeah, and I go, and no, that's what I was like. With his credentials in the equivalent as a server, would you hire him? And Chick Server Jeff's like, I think I'm just going to cash you guys out. That's all we got. I was like, seriously, you're not going to? I was like, because obviously you would hire him. So why not hire that type of person?
Yeah.
I mean, the place is doing so well anyway. It would make sense that you would hire somebody like that right now. I was not having it. Because anytime someone's like, I support Donald, I'm like, okay, well, what do you do for a living? And then they tell me and I go, okay, would you hire someone with his credentials?
Because that's essentially what you're doing.
That's all you're doing. And then when they go, well, probably not. But you want him to run your fucking country in nukes.
Jacob, don't
shut
eat
your
just
fucking
all the
mouth.
M&M's in there, all right?
Yeah, I love the custom-made trail mix meme, and it's like seven M&M's and like one peanut.
It says it has M&M's, but where the fuck is the M&M's?
Yeah. Notice I have not touched any of the trail mix. I'm being good.
You haven't spilled a bit, so
eat
I'm proud of you,
trail
Chris.
Mix, man.
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I would honestly just eat the M&M's. Is it an M&M? No. It's a raisin. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I grabbed three things. Two of them are raisins. The other one was air. You got two raisins.
I hated it in school, too. Like, you'd do the wassail, and you would get the trail mix, and you're like, all I want is M&M's.
I just remember
not just buy me a bag of M&M's?
I remember them getting, like, a 35-pound bag of pretzels.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you get a coffee filter full of pretzels.
Yep. And you sit in a coffee filter with pretzels and water, and you're just, oh. I don't know why I'm so thirsty.
But when I was in the third grade, I got in trouble for smelling Teddy Grahams.
I got in trouble because Teddy Grahams.
Because it was like a geography thing, you know, like you get your little pamphlet and fucking I grew up in Deer Park, leave me the fuck alone, we could be all kinds of backwards.
Hold on, not to interrupt your awesome story, I know it's gonna go great.
No, just the Deer Park.
But this, you just told me that you got in trouble for, you know, sniffing Teddy Grahams?
No. It's not like a drug thing.
No. Well,
all right. I'm not like getting high on Teddy Grahams. Man, the fucking cinnamon.
But do you remember when you tried to do that with Frosted Flakes?
Snorting Frosted Flakes?
No,
yeah,
when
we grounded
them up. We were grounding up for the Captain Crunch for the fried ice
cream.
And you took, we'd put it in the food processor.
Okay,
and
now
you went into it.
Chris and Jello, one fucking question.
Oh, shit.
Was I ever sober hanging out with you guys? Like, one
this
fucking
was at work.
Every single thing you guys have brought up today, I have no recollection of.
We were at work. We were doing fried ice cream, and you went, oh, is that ground up Frosted Flakes?
Because, no. As you ground up the Frosted Flakes, you'd see the sugar
floating
sugar cloud,
and you went, for like 20 minutes, like you were straight dying, like physically dying. You had no airflow, and you're like, it's coating my lungs, I can feel it. Like you were like stroking out.
Oh my
with
God.
It in your shit.
I'm so glad I was alive.
The look
at 30.
And the look on Kessler's face, he outright, and no niceties, because, you know, I lack tact, but he's a dick. He just goes, are you a fucking idiot? Just at the most dry tone. And you couldn't respond, because you're just like, I need water.
Kessler, if you're listening, apparently, yes, I was a fucking idiot. That sounds like the worst goddamn time ever.
You were so miserable. And after that, anytime we would have to make fried ice cream until we stopped making it, I would always tell all the new people, I'd be like, when you're making fried ice cream, don't inhale the Frosted Flakes. And they were like, Why? And so I'd have to tell them the story.
It's not even the cereal, it's the floating sugar. Yeah.
I was like, when you grind it up, you don't want your face there. We had a guy do it, and he couldn't breathe.
You need to write it down. Don't inhale Frosted Flakes. Thank you. Thank you.
And you were just so physically dead, and we were like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And you're just like, you look so miserable. It just made me so happy.
I don't remember any.
You
of
don't
them.
Remember?
I do not. I don't remember any of the fucking stories this cocksucker's been telling tonight.
Dude,
you were there.
You were there. Well,
again,
you were the one who did it.
I might have physically been there, but at the same time, it was a time.
Didn't you?
It was a time
quit?
In my life.
Did you quit or you got fired
he
for
got
something?
I got fired for putting Joe Salt instead
in
of
234.
234, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there was black, there was a couple black flakes in the Code 3 sauce.
Oh, and it was
so
stupid
I,
salty too, man. Like, did you try that Code 3?
No,
it was,
no, I don't
you
fucking
could,
know.
You could, it wasn't even just one of those, like, it wasn't bad. It was like liquid salt. You were like, oh, God. I can't. Even, oh God. And the way they describe it is those are $75 worth of product in a container. And so when they said it that way, you were like when they explained it to, you know, us, it was like, well, I mean. Hard sure. to defend.
But Andy's a good guy.
Yeah, but we're like, but, it's a good, but on a list of things, like, you were a good employee, but if you have one bad day.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But what was the dude's name that actually fired me? He, like, just became manager.
Was it Matt Jones?
Jones.
Jones.
You
it
got
was
fired
Jones.
By Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, he calls me, he's like, Andy, sorry, man, we gotta let you go. I was like, are you fucking with me, dude? He goes, yeah, no, dude, you fucked up this Code 3 sauce. I was like, no, I know, in our orientation, they talked about guys fucking up a code
sauce. That's how
sauce.
We got our job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
actually,
guys
that's
fucked
how
up
Chris
a code
and I got
sauce.
Hired to be at Joe's.
But they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And I was like, it was a complete accident. I don't want to fuck with anybody. I just want my fucking paycheck. I want to hang out with my coworkers and go the fuck home and drink.
Yeah.
You know? He's like,
crash on Jerome's coke.
Kessler said, I got to fire you, dude.
Yeah,
like, you were kind of at the end of where they were trying to get rid of people because Mike hired too many people.
Yeah,
that's I became a bartender. I was making $300 fucking dollars.
Yeah,
no, so
it,
I was like,
you
were
not
little
sad.
Little
yeah, yeah, you know, no.
I got a new girlfriend.
It,
I fucking got
you,
to go to Guar with you guys.
It makes
I became
you
a bartender. I was running karaoke and a fucking
yeah,
security
at
on a different
Mom's,
bar,
right, or whatever it was.
No, I, we were like, Broadway, every man. Every bit of work I did was at a gay bar. I did security and bartended at one gay bar. I did karaoke and security at Dempsey's.
Yeah.
And then I bartended at a non-gay bar, but they're closed down, so I can call them whatever the fuck I want now.
Broadway?
The Broadway, like, which is now the backyard.
You,
if
oh,
you want
yeah,
$15
yeah, yeah.
Chicken and waffles, it's like half a plate for $15.
I
remember
could
we
you
were
be literally called the cock blocker, because that'd be fucking... amazing.
No, I would not block Cox.
Dude, no, he's like the best wingman on the planet. Yeah.
But he's the bouncer, though. I mean,
No. At the end of the night, I would knock on the bathroom stall door and say, get the fuck out!
He was not nice about it.
No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it.
There was maybe two times at Joe's, because you're always so super chill. I think there were two times at Joe's where you were not, you're like, just Andy, all time, just good. But then, boom, and it would be like it was a shit night, football went bad, some shit would go down, and it would it would just snap, and you were like, nope, and you would do your shit, and you're like, I'm going the fuck home, bye, and it was just, that's it, because anything else out of that mouth would have been, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out, bye.
It's very hard to get me to a fucking point, you know?
Yeah, Joe's can do that to me.
I enjoy enjoying people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, you wanna be a dick? I'll totally be a dick too, let's fucking do this shit all day long, you know? But
that place,
there's
it
a
was
fucking
good at
level.
It. Yeah.
There's a fucking level. Yeah. I literally, like,
you were
3 fucking weeks ago, I almost punched my journeyman in the fucking face. Like, I'm an apprentice. There's 3 apprentices, 1 journeyman.
Yeah.
You punch the journeyman, he's got other fucking options.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's like, Ernie, you fucking tattling on me? I was like, what do you mean tattling on you?
Yeah, don't tattle.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? He goes, well, my boss came up to me and said that you had to weigh blah, blah, blah. I was like, motherfucker's got eyeballs. You know?
You watched you do
like,
it.
I don't need to tattle when I'm over in your department fucking doing your fucking job. And he goes, what are you doing? Nothing. You know, it's not tattling when he can fucking tell you. But he came up to me like right here in a very stressful time of the day. Like I was just about to pour 10,000 pounds of steel out of my furnace.
That's so fucking metal.
It's crazy.
God, that's so awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
By the way, guys, they love giving tours.
Like, are you being sarcastic or
no,
like being real? Because I really kind of want to go.
Dead fucking serious. They love giving tours.
We need to go.
Yeah. No, I'm way
you
down.
Show the slightest amount of interest, like say, fucking draw my name. The fucking HR bitch loves me.
See,
I had three teeth pulled.
Yeah.
Like fucking 3 weeks ago. I called her up. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I might not be able. She's like, dude, you, no, fuck, you're Andy. We're good. Click.
That was it?
Yeah, no, I had to call her back.
Yeah, right?
I was like, what do you mean we're good? She's like, you're taking two fucking days off. I was like,
okay.
Am I getting paid? You're losing fucking vacation. Fair. Click.
Shit.
Anyway.
Right on, man.
What the fuck was I talking about?
Journeyman.
Journeyman sucking him in the face.
Oh, yeah. No,
potentially.
Dude. Yeah. He thought I tattled on him, motherfucker. He's like, well, no, our boss fucking just sees me doing your fucking job. And then, but he, like, still kept on it. And, oh, my God, dude. Like, I, thinking about it, I want to throw. Hold these, would you? I want to throw those goddamn fucking headphones because I'm so intense about this shit, you know? It's like, I've never hit a human being in my life. Minus that one time. But it was high school. It shouldn't count.
Yeah, high school didn't count.
No, right. High school don't count. And that hard in the chin.
No, oh no, you hit me in the chest.
Yeah.
When well, you got me back.
No, but
that doesn't count.
That was playful,
that was
not
Chris
angry.
Is not
yeah.
human.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris is not human.
Yeah. I'll hit you three times harder playfully than I ever will
yeah.
harmfully.
Yeah. But...
Hold on, guys.
The fuck?
I'm going to read this out loud. Are you ready?
We kind of have a thing with phones.
I thought
on
you
this
wanted
podcast.
To be in. Oh, my fuck. It's 7:30.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Gentlemen.
Should we break up?
No, you do your thing, but Andy is saying car.
Yeah. Oh, bye, Andy.
Have
bye.
A good night.
Car.
By the way, my story is I never hit him, and I made fucking sure he apologized because I wouldn't leave him alone.
Also,
well, that's legit, though. That's
off.
Legit.
All right. Andy? So, who's behind you in the car wise?
This black.
Yeah,
okay.
I gotta move and I gotta go. It's
okay.
Like 7:30. I gotta get
yeah,
home in bed.
So
Andy,
we'll do the intro.
You're always welcome back.
Fuck yeah, you
I
are.
I literally want to come back every fucking day.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's badass.
Yeah.
Bring Kayla if you want.
Yeah.
Tell Justin care. We're not gonna do any more podcasts
with him
because we want Andy instead.
Yeah.
He listens, dude.
But
don't tell him to listen.
Yeah. Don't listen, but we're not having him on.
Fuck you, Justin. You can't come back anymore.
On that lovely note.
Leave your pube chin beard at home.
Car.
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 Car. Car.